T-U-R-N-E-R.
And address?
Yes. I actually currently reside at 595 McCann Road.
Okay.
And I'm his paralegal.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, this is just the first part. Yeah, we couldn't give any action.
Yep.
No, that's okay. We couldn't make any, just enter into the record.
Right. Right. Moving down the agenda, we have notice of renewal for motor oil and hydraulic oil number 23-082 Roden Bridge. Coming forward, we have our Roden Bridge administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good.
Good. What we have here is a renewal of agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil, file number 23-082 Roden Bridge.
What about our grant and permit easements? And we've got two. Okay.
Yeah.
He'll be in on these too.
Yeah. So, correction to our agenda. The next order of business we have is a grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Michael and Darla Brower, trustees of the Michael and Darla Brower Trust Agreement.
What this is for a extension on a turnaround to make it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be out at Ridgedale off of Sherwood Forest Road.
And I see both parties have signed.
Yep.
Any questions? I move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements between Michael and Darla Brower and trustees of the Michael and Darla Brower Trust Agreement in Taney County.
Second. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements, Southwest Advisory Services, LLC.
What that is at our scenic overlook, additional right-of-way to take in all that we need for people to be able to walk out to the edge by the fence.
Okay.
It was about... That'll make it a total of like 980 square feet altogether as an area to overlook.
Okay.
That's so we can, down historic of 165, we can improve that turnout then. And will that allow us then to
I'd like to put in
cut, to keep the trees cut?
Well, that's a different easement that
okay.
I'm currently working on with Travis.
Okay.
That'll be coming later on. But, yeah, the property owners agreed to it.
Okay.
Just got to draw it up and get it back.
Okay.
I move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements between Southwest Advisory Services, LLC, and Taney County.
Second. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, now we have, next on the agenda, notice of renewal for motor oil and hydraulic oil, number 23-082, Roden Bridge.
That should just be a continuation of our current bid for hydraulic and motor oil.
And this is a one-year renewal?
Yeah, automatic.
July 11th, 2023 to July 10th of 2024. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 29th, proving to the renewal as the form.
I move to approve the notice of renewal of agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil, file number 23082RB, between Gabe's Oil, Inc., doing business as Heritage Petroleum LLC in Taney County.
Second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Allergies.
Yes, something. Next, we have order confirming acceptance and establishment of Jimco Drive.
That would be a road off of Historic Highway 165 that was approved contingent upon a turnaround, and all of the contingents have been met.
Okay.
All the contingents have been met according the road that was approved before on Jimco. So I move to approve the order of Taney County, Missouri Commission confirming the acceptance and establishment of Jimco Drive as the county road.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the order confirming acceptance and establishment of Bobcat Court.
That would be another one that was approved contingent upon the turnaround, I believe, and then the drainage easements. All of that had been met.
Okay. And I should have stated on our previous one, we did have a letter from our attorney that approved the order in form as to substance. That was dated June 28th. And we also have a letter from our attorney on this one dated June 29th that approves the order as to form and substance.
And by doing this in this form, it protects all the property owners from water, surface, and drainage. I move to approve the order of Taney County, Missouri Commission confirming the acceptance and establishment of Bobcat Court as a county road.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
Devin, you have anything before we vote?
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have order confirming acceptance and establishment of Stagecoach Road, Old Well Lane, and Wagon Wheel Court. Kevin, would you like to be part of this discussion before we vote on this one, just so we have total clarity on this?
That one was approved contingent upon platting public, and I don't remember all the contingents on it, but fighting it public, I do know, was one of the main things, and that contingent has been met. The other two roads, Wagon Wheel Court and Old Well, they both have turnarounds on them. Stagecoach will need a turnaround built, but the terrain on it's going to be pretty flat, where that'll be easy to accomplish.
We have all appropriate right-of-way for that turnaround there.
Yep. Yeah, we've got 50-foot of right-of-way.
Well, in looking at the road and conversing with some of the concerns, I would have liked to have seen the county take the road in to all the way through Stagecoach Road, which was in the name of Horizon Homeowners Association. To me, it would have been the best alternative, but in lieu that all the documents are in order, they have filed and made it up a public road up until the point that is designated.
Yeah.
Then the conditions that was stated forth back in
April 9th, 2019. Commission considered the petition to establish public roads.
Then those conditions are met. The rest of the road will remain to me, that's a public road that anyone can travel on, but the county will not maintain. It will be up to Horizon Homeowners Association. Is that correct?
Correct.
To retain and maintain that section of road.
Yes.
From the point of turnaround.
From the end of county maintenance.
Yeah.
And we have...
We will put sign up...
Where the county maintenance ends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 30th, 2023.
So then the Homeowners Association understands that they'll maintain the rest of the road, too.
Okay. And in that letter, it does approve to the order as to form and substance.
Mm-hmm. Questions?
I have none.
I move to approve the order that... of the Missouri Commission confirming the acceptance and establishment of Stagecoach Road, O'Well Lane, and Wagon Wheel Court. For Taney County to maintain as public road.
Good. Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No. Should I have said to enter into the Taney County road system?
Yeah, that would be good.
I should have.
Okay.
So. I move to amend the order of Taney County, Missouri Commission confirming the acceptance and establishment of Stagecoach Road, O'Well Lane, and Wagon Wheel Court to enter it into the Taney County road system.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval agreement for glass beads, number 23-081, Roden Bridge. Attached with this, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 28th, 2023, approving to the agreement as to form. Explain what this is, Devin, the glass beads.
Yeah, it would be, we take them at our Kazee Mills location, and then we take them at Buchanan. We crush them up, and then we have them hauled off, and they recycle them and make new beads, new glass out of them.
It's for your traffic paint?
Huh? Yes.
For your traffic
That's
paint.
Primarily what they use it for.
Okay.
I move to approve the agreement for glass beads between, is it Swartco Industries?
Swartco
LLC in Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next on our agenda, we have approval of abatement and add-on report.